I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest tonight is Caroline, who lives in France and is the founder of the Omni Method of Healing at the Omni Foundation. Her revolutionary new healing technique allows spontaneous alignment with universal consciousness and deep cellular reprogramming of the subconscious mind. She has written 3 books and can be reached at www.omniumfoundation.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Caroline, and I look forward to our discussion.
Thank you very much.
First, Caroline, tell me how you got started as a healer.
I started at a very young age, Carl, and it really was a very spontaneous experience that I had at the age of 5.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I could actually perceive subtle energy around me,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of able to discern what each subtle energy was. In other words, I could sense that this subtle energy was someone's aura, as people call it. Sometimes I could tell that this subtle energy was a being in itself, and sometimes I could see that it was the energy field of, for example, the electromagnetics in the, you know, of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to gradually discern these different types of subtle energies since a very young age. These experiences came on and off throughout my life.
Mm-hmm.
And then as an adult, I realized that this was a very, very important tool that I had. It was a very natural, I don't even want to call it gift, because I think everyone has this ability.
Mm-hmm.
So I just realized that I could use this ability to understand more the mechanics of creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to ask more questions. I would say, okay, well, this energy feels a certain way and that energy feels a different way. How do they then interact and what is the difference and how do they come together? How do they influence each other? And I started to really, really deepen my understanding to the point where I can very clearly discern how an illness, for example, is created,
mm-hmm.
when it was created, what the thought form that created it was,
mm-hmm.
At what age, and how it kind of got lodged in a particular tissue, in particular cells, in a particular organ. And this was really the most crucial type of understanding, because if you understand how a particular imbalance was created, then you go exactly to the root cause and you uncreate it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the problem is, Carl, with a lot of methods out there, a lot of techniques and things that are happening out there, we treat, sometimes we move the energy in such a way so that we feel better, we raise our vibration, we feel better, but we really never get to the root cause.
Right.
The very first time that this particular energy belief system or frequency was created in the tissue, and I realized that this was a very, very important discovery, so to speak. And I realized that this was the real way to heal people, to
mm-hmm.
help people heal, rather.
Right.
To go back to the very first time where this imbalance was created and to undo it right there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I don't really call myself a healer. It's more of a facilitator, because I'm simply facilitating the process of healing for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm currently using my ability to perceive this subtle energy with this clarity and precision to allow the person who has the imbalance to now go back to the place and undo it. It's also what we call cellular reprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's done in that manner, then it is complete. It is final. We're not simply working with the symptoms or alleviating the symptoms. We are going back in time to that very first time and undoing it. And so that's why I kind of it's
mm-hmm.
been an ongoing process, but right now this is the way I've been working, and it's very, very successful, because people are able to then undo addictions or weight problems or any sort of imbalance or illness with that process.
Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate then a little bit, Caroline, on how you use energy in healing?
Yes. So first of all, I use my ability to perceive the energy to identify the root cause of the problem. So this is the first kind of diagnostic technique that I use. But then once I identify where the problem is located and how it originated, then we need to use the energy to undo itself. And the way I use it is, I mean, there are several techniques, but very briefly, in my opinion, first of all, I'm backing up a little bit here, Carl. Energy, everything is energy. Everything is a form of energy.
Right.
And so, for example, I feel that this particular block should be addressed or reversed using light energy, a type of energy that appears as light or sound or geometry. And so when you say how to use energy, it depends, because it's as I am perceiving that particular block, then I would kind of make the decision what is the most appropriate form of energy that should be used in this particular case to be able to reverse that block in the safe, comfortable, and fastest way, and more importantly, most complete way, so that this problem never come back again. So this is how kind of this technique that I use that I called Omnium method is then very versatile. It's not just one way. Some people use intent, some people use hands-on or different types of breathing or what have you. So for me, it's a whole palette of types of energies that I use depending on what is required at the time.
You mentioned, Caroline, that everything is energy.
Yes, everything is a form of energy. Of course, there are different types of energy, as I began to mention earlier. Physical energy, material energy is, of course, not the same as spirit energy or as mind energy, which to me are the three basic forms of energy. And so because, not because, for example, the physical body appears material, that it's not a form of energy, you know. It is a form of energy. And by this very fact, it will have an energy field, a vibration, a movement. And because it is, it's going to vibrate a certain way, it's going to emit a frequency. And so does spirit energy, and so does mind energy. And so if all types of energy is emitting a frequency or a vibration, then everything is kind of communicating, is connecting with each other. And that's the reason why we cannot separate the physical body, the human cells, from mind energy, which is consciousness. Everything is vibrating at a different rate. That's why it looks very different, and certain things don't even appear at all in the visual spectrum. But nonetheless, mind energy is a form of energy that is very much present, that is very much real, and that is constantly interacting with our physical cells. And so that this very interaction is what creates the well-being or the imbalance, because mind energy is interacting with the energy field of the cell and therefore interfering or influencing its behavior.
Since the mind can be instrumental in creating illnesses and wellness, then I think that you have mentioned that you do use the mind then in healing.
Absolutely. Not only it is the way you create, you create with the form of energy that we call mind energy and what we call consciousness. Some people are still confused with the physical brain being mind energy or being mind. Some people are past that. People are separating. The physical brain is one thing and the mind is another thing. Well, it's definitely another thing. It is a type of energy that is what we call consciousness. That is very, it's kind of a separate, its own thing, its own vibration, its own frequency range. It appears very different to me as well as I observe it. And it enters the physical body, the same with spirit energy. And now there are three forms of energies, mind energy, spirit energy, and physical energy coexisting at the same time in the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, some people say, well, wait a minute, we have an autonomic nervous system, you know, the heart is beating and your breathing is happening and your mind doesn't have anything to do with it. I actually totally disagree. Every creation, everything begins with mind energy, which is, again, what we call consciousness. It is the originator of all movement, even the autonomic nervous system. And so, since everything begins with this mind energy, everything is created with this mind energy, therefore, we are creating the good things, Carl, but we are mm-hmm. also, unfortunately, creating the negative things, of course, in an unconscious way, in a subconscious way, on a subconscious level. And so, going back to the healing now, now if we've created subconsciously, unconsciously, a certain imbalance in ourselves, in our physical body,
mm-hmm.
the way to undo this is not, again, not simply moving the frequency of the self, but to go back to mind, the mind energy, the part of your being, which is consciousness, and to revert that imbalance at the root cause through the mind. So actually, all the work that we do is reprogramming of the subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I believe we can achieve complete healing
mm-hmm.
and well-being.
Well, when you mentioned the mind, I think of, in my theory, you mentioned how this can create illnesses. I looked at the mind as a way of facilitating adaptation or not facilitating adaptation. For example, even though people say that some things are automatic, we do make decisions about what we eat. We make decisions about whether we put a coat on when we go outside in the cold weather. We make all kinds of decisions that either can facilitate our adaptation
right.
or can work against it.
Right.
And is that what you're talking about as mind energy, is the decisions and the choices and things that we make?
Absolutely. It's the decisions that we make consciously but also unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, there's mind energy,
mm-hmm.
but within this mind energy there is, of course, the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And so, unfortunately, they're all working at the same time. And as we are saying, for example, consciously that I want to watch my weight or I want to eat healthy,
mm-hmm.
the subconscious mind is saying I'm not good enough to look good or feel
mm-hmm.
good, and I want to torture myself a little bit or destroy the aspect of my being, or I'm simply not happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we end up eating the junk food, and we don't understand because the conscious mind has said something. And the subconscious mind just turned around and said the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to go back and work with the subconscious mind and delete or reprogram those beliefs that are stuck there and that are making us create the things that we really do not want.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we do this, we never, which is really the root cause of what we have manifested, we never totally get rid of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why working with the cells, even, you know, some people use energy medicine to simply change the vibration of the cell, it really works, it really helps, but unless we go back
mm-hmm.
to the mind and to the subconscious mind, to the first belief system that has created this imbalance, we never completely reverse this problem.
Mm-hmm. So it will show up again in some different form.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Precisely
mm-hmm.
the case.
And I think that happens a lot.
Exactly.
People have this problem and then looks like it's resolved. An example is that physicians have used all of these antibiotics on people and it's cured whatever the problem was at that particular point. But now they're finding that if you take a lot of antibiotics, you may end up with a yeast infection that overwhelms the body, and you've got another problem.
Exactly. So we're treating one problem after another without
mm-hmm.
ever going to the root cause and asking the question, how was this created through the subconscious mind in the first place? Unless we ask that question and go back and find that belief system, we never really get rid of this problem. Same thing with weight issues. I keep going back to weight because it's such a very common problem out there. You know, the people who go on diets and try this and even natural things, you know, they go on the, you know, eat very healthy and exercise and all that good stuff, which is very good, and do a lot of even hypnosis, if you will. But unless they go back and ask the question, why do I have this problem in the first place? What is in my subconscious mind that's making me create this reality, manifest this reality for me? Unless we go there and reverse those belief systems and do, again, the reprogramming of the subconscious mind, we're going to keep going back and forth, just, you know, from diet to diet, and the same goes for, like you just mentioned, your the other example as well.
Caroline, can you elaborate a bit on the Omnium method of healing?
Yes, exactly. So this is what I've been mentioning. One aspect of the Omnium healing is to go to the root cause, to look into the subconscious mind, and to ask the question, to find the question, how was this imbalance created in the first place, and to reprogram it in the subconscious mind. So this is one method, and we do that through basically intending and identifying the actual beliefs and then reversing them through basically setting the new intent. Another way that is also utilized, as I mentioned earlier, is light. What I mean by light, by the way, we don't use any instrument, no particular tools or techniques or computers or electronics. The way I use it and I teach others to use it is through the focus of the mind to find the frequency of light. It is usually beyond the human spectrum. So, for example, Carl, I'm going to tell you, for this particular thing, let's say we are clearing something in your stomach or what have you, I'm going to tell you focus on a red color. Now, the red color is a light frequency. It is the closest to the human spectrum for you to visualize something. But in fact, I am using a type of red that is beyond the human spectrum. But I'm at least involving you in the process by telling you focus on the red color. But I'm actually bringing to you a frequency that is a type of red, but it's way, way, way beyond the human spectrum, and therefore bringing to you a very, very high frequency into that particular part of your body. And by doing so, I am going beyond the human body, of course, frequency, beyond the planetary and the galactic and universal. I'm going to get to that and just come back to that in just a minute. But to tell you that then the human, the Omnium method then utilizes light or sound or geometry that are beyond the human spectrum without any tools, as I mentioned. And the reason is what Omnium means in the first place is that it's a particle of a bigger consciousness. And so we are here, we have a blueprint, our physical body, our cells have a blueprint, it's like an intelligent design, so to speak, that is a replica or a smaller version, so to speak, of a bigger design, which is the planetary design. And the planetary design, the planetary blueprint, is a part of a galactic blueprint. And the galactic blueprint is then part of a universal blueprint. So it's kind of like those Russian dolls, you know, the small one, and the bigger one, and the bigger one. It's kind of like that. Of course, each one is slightly different, but there is a common thread. And the common thread is the intelligent design of Creator. And so the Omnium method takes you from the physical point, kind of readjust your entire frequency, the entire frequency of your physical body, but it puts it in the context of the much larger consciousness, which is the universal consciousness. And some people will say, well, I mean, why do I need to go to that? Or isn't it enough that my physical body is balanced by itself, my own energy field is balanced? No, it's not, because as we talked earlier, Carl, we are not separate. Nothing is separate. All, if everything is energy, then everything is interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. And so my energy field, even though I'm sitting here and you're thousands of miles away from me, you know, is interacting with the etheric field of the earth plane, and so is yours, right? Mm-hmm. So on some level, we're all interacting with each other. And so it's the same thing for entire humanity. We're all part of a bigger energy field, which is the planetary energy field, which is part of the galactic energy field, which is part of the universal energy field. And so we cannot separate. We are not, we can't say, I'm just going to focus on my physical body and my energy field, and that's that. Because whether we like it or not, or whether we're aware of it or not, we are part of a much, much, much bigger consciousness. And it is the consciousness, not just the planet, not just the galaxy, but the universe. And what this means is we, inside our tiny little cells, we carry the blueprint of the entire universe. But the intelligent design of the entire universe is imprinted in every cell of our physical body. And so, of course, we can't just move the frequency of the cell that is misaligned and just make it feel good or keep it on the planetary level or on a human level. We have to align it, you know, with the highest frequency that created it, which is the universal frequency. Does that make sense?
Right. I think Casey talked about our bodies being a blueprint of the universe.
Yes.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, Caroline, now, does the recipient of your services go into a meditative state, or does is there altered alpha, theta waves, or anything?
Yes, Carl. The way to achieve this, a perfect alignment, is I use a connection to source meditation. I call it connecting to source. And again, going back to what I was just saying, source is then the universal consciousness. It's the entire universal blueprint, so to speak. And so at the center of the universe is source. It's kind of the brain that holds the entire universe together. It's also what people call God or creator. But since we're speaking in terms of energy right now, we're going to call it source. And so the person who is needing the healing or the balancing is then doing what I call a connecting to source meditation. So we are aligning their, and I align their energy field with the frequency of source. And so people can actually try it on my website. It's free, actually. And they visualize that they are connecting or aligning their energy field around their physical body with that source frequency at the center of the universe. And we bring a light through the body. Again, this raises their vibration immediately. And in terms of brain waves or what have you, it is a very calming meditative state. You can call it theta state, but it's really not exactly that, but it's very, very close to a very calm meditative state. But the person feels very alert and very vibrant, very grounded. It's a very, very nice feeling, actually. So we usually start with this exercise or a visualization exercise, and then because the vibration is very high, we rate the vibration of the entire energy field gets raised very quickly through this meditation. Then we start to do the reversal, the light, sound, geometry, and the subconscious mind reprogramming that we just talked about. And because after this meditation, which, by the way, lasts only a few minutes, it's 5 to 10 minutes, it's nothing too difficult to do. It's actually deceivingly simple, really. But because your vibration is very high, then the healing occurs very, very quickly. So it's much easier, and it's much faster that way as well.
I think that you have told us how your approach is different than the other energy approaches, but let me say what I'm hearing and make sure that I understand it correctly. Caroline, your approach goes back to the original cause and works with that, with reprogramming, rather than dealing with the symptoms that would be the case possibly with therapeutic touch or energy medicine or some of the other approaches.
Right.
Is this correct?
Absolutely,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
And another very important difference is that, again, we are rebalancing the physical body and the energy field and putting it in a much bigger context.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other techniques out there, the energy medicines or whatever, you know, the healing touch and those sorts of techniques, even though they're extremely helpful, but they balance the energy field and that's that. And
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying is you can't just balance the energy field. You mm-hmm. balance the energy field to feel good, but you're still part of a much larger consciousness, and then the Omnium methods then creates this alignment and puts it in a much bigger context, which is the universal consciousness.
Mm-hmm. I had another question, Caroline.
Yes.
Are we as a world going through a period of heightened spiritual vibrations in preparation for a period of enlightenment in 2012?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, most definitely.
mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why also this work that I'm doing is very much connected with the spiritual teachings that I'm doing as well, because, you see, we have to kind of understand that we are connected to a much, much, much bigger consciousness, which is the universe. And
mm-hmm.
so Earth, as you may have noticed, has not been very much aligned with
no.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
And with the unconditional love and with beauty and goodness. I'm talking all these with, you know, capital
mm-hmm.
letters. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
And so there's just been just so much greed and so
mm-hmm.
much suffering. And it's been really misled for thousands of years, really.
Right.
And so I believe that at this time, the Earth is transitioning into this original alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been talking up until now, Carl, about aligning the individual
mm-hmm.
energy
mm-hmm.
field with the universal
mm-hmm.
consciousness. Well, then, if you are aligning each person, we are also aligning the entire Earth. As we are doing this work ourselves, we are also moving the entire collective consciousness together and realigning the Earth itself with the original consciousness, the universal blueprint that we were talking about. And when that happens, well, then we're going to have to let go of our old ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about the greed, I'm talking
right.
about the suffering, I'm talking about all of these trends of the fear-based systems
mm-hmm.
that we have been buying into.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, these systems are coming to an end. So we are being ushered into a more aligned era beginning 2012. But, of course, to get there, we have to kind of do a lot of cleansing and healing ourselves individually and collectively as a planet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are very much in those times right now as we speak. And we can observe these changes just looking around, you know,
right.
the banking
right.
system, the economy, the governments,
mm-hmm.
you know, one scandal after another, one big story after another. All of these things that we are observing around us are more
mm-hmm.
and more evidence that we are dropping, we are shedding the old ways,
mm-hmm.
and we are asking and we are all creating the new system
mm-hmm.
to and the new alignment. We are creating this new era one day at a time, but I certainly feel that it is moving in that direction as we speak right
mm-hmm.
now. So this is a very, very exciting time
right.
in Earth's history.
Right.
You know?
Well, I like it that you're so positive about this, because that's the way I feel. The period 2012 is important because it's when the Mayan calendar ends, but some people think that 2012 is going to be the end of the world. Well, I think it's going to be the end of the world as we know it, but not the end of the world. It will be, as you said, a much more enlightened period. Things will be different than they are now. And we're in that process, I think, even a new president in this country.
Definitely. I mean, of course, some people see that only as doom and gloom. Now, you know, of course, there's going to be some
right.
You know, transition right. period that may not feel as good as we'd like it. Mm-hmm. And the reason being because the Earth has been stuck in these old systems for so long. I mean, mm-hmm. there's going to be a little bit of transition. It's like you bringing the focus back to the physical body. If you've been eating the wrong foods for mm-hmm. a long time and all of a sudden you're trying to change diet, I mean, you know, your body's going to be upset right. there for a little while until you transition into the good space. Mm-hmm. And so it's normal that that we observe some of these discomforts collectively. But unfortunately, as you mentioned, some people are just focusing on that and not seeing the other side.
Right.
I am choosing to observe it. However, I'm choosing to also focus on what I want to create. Mm-hmm. And that is what I'm teaching and helping others as well, not to continue to buy into the fear of
right.
observing the things that are collapsing and coming to the conclusion that this is the end of this, you know, the world or doom and gloom. Not at all. To me, in fact, I'm putting it in perspective. To me, it is more evidence that these things that are collapsing for a reason,
right.
that we need these things to collapse in order for us to create the new. I'm very, very, very optimistic mm-hmm. About this. And by the way, you know, tying this back with what we started to talk about earlier with me perceiving the subtle energy,
mm-hmm.
believe me, I can see some spectacular
mm-hmm.
energy that is filtering through the earth plane
mm-hmm.
As we speak, and it's becoming more and more abundant, and this is the new energy that we are kind of moving into, so it's really exciting.
Right.
This year is going to be a little tough, I have
right,
to say.
Right, I agree.
So we better hold on, you know, we better just hold on and keep the vision, just keep putting it in perspective and not to fall into the fear.
Well, we didn't get where we are overnight, so exactly. we're not going to get out of it overnight.
Exactly.
Is my attitude. So I think that if we look to the future, that will give us the hope that we need to get through this.
Exactly, yeah.
And I also think that if people had more faith, they wouldn't have gotten caught up in all of the fear the last period that we've gone through, and this might have come about a little bit faster.
But, I totally agree.
But that's the situation, and so we adapt to whatever is there and try to make it better.
Yes. And what's gotten you through your hurdle there, Carl, is your faith.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
We need the faith. We have to have the faith and the trust and to hold the vision. We have to hold the vision. We can't give up, you know, because it's the mind that creates. So if you are focusing on the fear, you start to create fear. But if you focus on what you want, then that is eventually what will appear in your life. So it's very, very hard to look around and watch the news or read the papers or what have you and kind of stay strong. But
right.
This is why, you know, you and I are here and
right.
trying to remind the world. You just have to stay tough. Keep the faith and keep the vision for sure.
Right. Right. Is there anything you'd like to add, Caroline?
Well, just that I believe that every person is extremely important. Every person on the earth plane is playing a very important role in this shift. And people have to remember not to get discouraged, even though sometimes we don't feel too well in our physical body or our 3D reality is not as perfect as we would like it. Just remember, put things in a bigger perspective, in the bigger picture. We're in this together, and we have to keep thinking. We have to hold the vision of a new era, of a new reality that we can all create together. So every person on the earth plane, because we create with our mind,
mm-hmm.
needs to remember that the way you think, the way your mind channels are aligned, is extremely important. So if we can all just kind of focus on the positive things and the vision that we all want to create, I think we'll be in a much better place.
Right.
Much faster.
Right.
And it'll be much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really just my message. And
mm-hmm.
of course, I have a lot of tools. I'm creating a lot of tools to help people get through these periods. I have a biweekly webcast that are free, healing sessions and meditations and things like that. So people, you know, have the tools too.
Mm-hmm.
So I really urge and encourage people to look into those and to experience the meditations that we've been talking about, and to know that there is the support out there whenever they need it.
Mm-hmm. So, Caroline, would you like to elaborate on the services and products that you offer, and also
sure.
how the listener can reach you?
Yes, absolutely. First of all, maybe the easiest way is to log on my website, because most of the information is on there. And my website is www.omniumfoundation.com. And on my website, the best way to start is to try this Connecting to Source meditation, which is right on the front page, on the home page, and it's totally free. You can also purchase the CD if you want to, but you can do that totally free on the home page. And also on the classes page, I offer all sorts of different guidance classes, how to receive guidance, raise your vibration to receive guidance. There are some guided meditations on there. And also there are healing sessions, so you can click on the healing session link, and then we do very, very powerful healing sessions on all sorts of subjects. Physical things, but, you know, we never stick to just the physical, because this method that I use always puts it in a much larger perspective. So, for example, we'd be working on the respiratory system or the circulatory system, but it always takes it to the level of, you know, spiritual level or existential level, and to a much more expansive place. So you can scroll through the library and the healing sessions and look at the types of information that's there. There's really all sorts of healing sessions that we are offering online. And of course, I also do a webcast. You can look at the events page for the live events and the webcast. The webcasts are free. And during the webcast, we also do some healing and global meditation. So there's really so much that you can do on the website. And if you are also interested to understand more how the mechanics of the universe really work, and, you know, how the grid systems work and how the physical body is connected to the larger grid systems and so on and so forth, there's a lot of that in my books. So you can go to the products page and read the excerpts from the three books that I've written, especially the last one, The Divine Plan Beyond 2012, and this will give you a lot of information on this time we are going through and where this is taking us, really. But I recommend you also look at the earlier books, which give you the bigger picture as a start. So there's really a lot, Carl, that people can enjoy. The help is there, the support is there. So just enjoy. And of course, the contact information is also on the website, omniumfoundation.com.
Well, I've enjoyed having you here, and I appreciate your taking time from your busy schedule.
Thank you so
and
much,
Carl. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My second guest
tonight is Dr. Dorothea Hover Kramer, who is a registered nurse with a doctorate in energy psychology. She has over 30 years' experience in the private practice of psychotherapy and has written 6 books. She can be reached at www.secondchancedream.com. Welcome to the Holistic Health Show, Dorothea. I'm looking forward to our discussion on energy that will be the topic of the show for a month, as one aspect of holistic health. First, tell me how you got interested in energy psychology.
Well, it goes way back, early childhood experiences. I grew up in the middle of World War II in Berlin, and my mother had died, and I needed to look for a helper, someone to take care of me. I was 5 years old. So I saw some refugees coming by my house, and I saw this lady, and she had a light around her, and I spoke with her and asked her if she liked children, and she said yes. She was Russian, and she didn't speak much German, and then I asked her if she knew how to make potato pancakes, which was one of of my favorite foods. And she
Mine
said,
too.
Yeah. I invited her into the house and trusted. She had a light around her that other people didn't. And she turned out to be a wonderful caregiver, someone who had been a friend of children and helper mm-hmm. to many families all her life. She was mm-hmm. an elderly lady, and she was just looking for some family that she could help. And mm-hmm. it was a wonderful combination. My older sister was a little surprised when I said, well, here she is.
Mm-hmm.
This is my helper. And it went from there. I started healing with my hands, especially little birds that had fallen out of trees, and noticed that they seemed to get better quite quickly. I always thought that working with my hands and my heart was what my work would be about. So I went into nursing, thinking that we were going to learn about healing. And mm-hmm. in the early 60s, nursing was anything but oriented toward healing. It was all about following doctor's orders and giving shots and writing things down on charts. It wasn't until the early 70s that nursing became interested in hands-on healing.
And how do you define, then, energy psychology?
Well, energy psychology is sort of an expansion of the work that we began in the science of nursing. I wanted to bring the energy healing concepts to psychotherapists. So energy psychology is the application of our understanding of the human energy system to the field of psychotherapy. And I helped to found that organization in 1999,
mm-hmm.
the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology. So
mm-hmm.
it's an expansion of the concepts of using the chakras, the biofield, the meridians, and the meridian acupoints for emotional healing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nursing was an ideal science for beginning this work because nursing is, by definition, holistic and integrative.
Right, right.
And we borrowed from the social sciences, from physics, from chemistry, from all the various humanistic orientations to develop the art and science of nursing.
Right.
In psychology, we have certainly people who are very dedicated to helping people overcome trauma and severe issues and anxiety states. And we found that working with, for instance, the meridian acupoints, we could very quickly help them to release their tensions and move to self-help.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the work I'm involved with now, is to teach people, especially in the second half of life, how they can use energy psychology self-help techniques to quickly release distress and to move forward with mm-hmm. fullness into the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. Is there scientific evidence for the value of energy psychology?
Oh, yes. That's a wonderful question. And it's one that's definitely being addressed. Now, our association is about 1,000 members strong internationally. We have a real commitment to research, so we have a lot of research going on. We have a number of articles that are now in peer-reviewed journals about the applications of this work to emotional healing. We also have the growing science of epigenetics, and specifically, epigenetics has to do with measuring change in the gene expression as people move into more efficacious states of consciousness. And the actual gene expression occurs when we are relaxed and feel strong about our lives. So gene expression and the epigenetic research is some of the most direct proof that when you either tap or touch various energy points of the body, that you actually can change the gene expression in your body to optimize health and well-being.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book, you relay energy psychology to the elderly and say that you can have more energy as you age. How is this possible to boost your energy as you get older, when most people experience the opposite?
One thing, since I'm also in the second half of life, one thing I notice is that I'm much more focused. I have clear intention, and I am not so distracted. You know, the early life work of career, family, just trying to figure out who we're supposed to be in the world, that takes up a lot of our energies and emotional juices. When we move into the second half of life, especially after 60 or 70, we are much more able to focus our intention. And with that, we can help ourselves to boost daily energy. And I like to share something that might be helpful to your audience. We for instance, one exercise we do is very simple, is to tap lightly on the upper mid-chest. That would be the area of the thymus. The thymus gland is the master gland of the immune system. As we tap there and put our intention there, for instance, I want to bring joy into this day. I want to share joy with my friends. I want to live fully this day, live fully in each moment. As we bring that intention, focus it by tapping or touching lightly on the thymus area, we actually begin to send that message to every cell in the body. So this kind of focusing with an energetic technique and our sense of direction gives us a joy and energy that would not be available if we just talk about it or just think we would like to feel good.
Mm-hmm. And do you use this with your clients?
Absolutely. And, of course, I use it with myself. And I find that just energizing themselves with something like this thymus tapping is a very wonderfully empowering kind of technique. And
mm-hmm.
it's something that allows people to be fully in the present and be fully in their bodies and to help to focus their intention.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your book, you say that energy is like a flowing river. And
yes.
Could you give us three or four quick things a listener can do to help with that flow?
To help with that sense of flow, absolutely. Think of the river, river flowing, a river of beautiful energy, and that is like the energy in your body. That energy can get blocked, so maybe there's a rock or a branch that has fallen into the river and things become congested. The river can no longer flow. So we want to do things that remove impediments to the flow of energy. One of the techniques I like to use is from discipline of healing touch, and it's called the brush down. And you simply take a nice deep breath, bring the hands up above the head, and then slowly brush down, all the way down, through the midline of the body, all the way down to the earth, feeling your connection with the earth, brushing again with both hands as you exhale, and helping to smooth out or to let go of any impediments there might be to your energy flow. And maybe you do that three or four times just to release any impediments, any congestion, any constriction in the energy flow of the body. And then you allow yourself to bring in a sense of vitality, feeling your connection to the earth and gently moving the hands upward to feel the filling of the body with your energy, your intention, your joy, your vitality.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also talk about death as being fully conscious. How can energy psychology help people who are dying?
Wow, what a wonderful question. I don't know that everyone has yet achieved fully conscious ending, but it's more possible as we think of ourselves as energy beings. It seems that the body is temporary. It's sort of like rent a car. You know, you rent a car and then after a while you need to move on to something else. Our consciousness seems to be ongoing. As best as we know and from people who've reported their near-death experiences, life continues in the form of our energetic being and our consciousness. Our spirituality is a continuing consciousness. And if we view letting go of physical life in that light, we then have resources to think of choices we can make, choices perhaps about how we want those last times to be, how we want medical treatment to be, what alternative or complementary modalities we might want to engage, how we want people to be aware of our wishes and our plans and our needs. And I talk quite a bit in the book about consciously choosing the kind of care you want, especially if you know that the body is ready to depart, so that you get the best care, the best emotional support, and that you can continue to heal in other dimensions of your being. We're multidimensional beings. The physical body is only one aspect. So the physical body may be on its way out, but we can always heal the emotional body, the mental, spiritual dimensions. Eventually, we expand beyond that physical body to the next level of consciousness.
Now, this is interesting theory, but what would you, as a nurse and an energy psychologist, do to help someone at that particular point in their life?
Oh, thank you. Yes, wonderful question. I would certainly, first of all, point out how much choice there is. We're not just destined to end in pain and constriction. That we have a choice always about our inner life, our attitude, our being. Very much discuss openly with the person how they view their death, how they view things, and how they might expand their awareness so it's not a limiting, constricting experience. Even pain itself can be modified with energetic techniques, pain medication efficacy can be enhanced by working with the human energy system, and we can have many, many choices about how we want to accomplish the healing into the next life.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of fear-mongering in our current society, and I think that a lot of people fall into the whole fear thing. My belief is that if we had more faith in a higher being, then we would not get caught up in the fear and all, but it exists, and so there's a lot of anxiety and fear.
Right.
How do you deal with this in your clients? How do you help them?
Well, again, wonderful question, because fear is a constriction. If we think of it energetically, it's what blocks the flow. The more we buy into fear, the less energy can flow from the very basis of our energy centers. Nothing can flow when we're in a constricted, fearful state. So opening all our channels to a flow means that we open to acceptance, forgiveness, kindness toward others, gentleness, and so forth. And that really involves careful attention to any limiting thought patterns, anything that gives us a limiting belief or constricting emotion, and letting go of that quickly. In energy psychology, we have a number of techniques that involve tapping or touching specific acupoints, so we can release fear and distress readily by tapping lightly, for instance, where the eyebrows and the nose meet, tapping lightly at the outer eye, tapping lightly just under the eye, tapping lightly under the lip, tapping lightly at the collarbone, and finally tapping at the side of the hand. Those are six major points that can help to release any constricting emotion so that we can then bring in a sense of caring and warmth toward others and begin to move into a vibration where there is more openness and more flow.
Now, does this have a lasting impression, or do you teach clients how to do this themselves so that when they feel anxious they can do it?
Usually the very intense emotion that a person is holding, having help is a good idea. It's just like we wouldn't expect a surgeon to take out his own appendix, you know, even though he would know how to do it. So having help is a very good idea, but most of these energy psychology self-care tools are ideal for one's self-help. And I like to teach people things they can use daily that release this constricting emotion and that allow them to bring in sense of hope, a sense of vitality, a sense of their inner resourcefulness. And that can be accomplished pretty readily with self-care. So I really encourage self-help and self-care.
Now, do you incorporate visualization?
Oh, sure, yes. Visualization is always very helpful. Again, for some people, it may be more kinesthetic. They may more feel that sense of flow in their bodies, like the circulation of their blood flow. They may feel that more than see it. But certainly adding a visualization is also very helpful. For instance, I encourage people to literally image what happens when we take a deep breath,
mm-hmm.
to see how the heart pump brings the old tired blood to the lungs, how the breath then allows the tired blood to be oxygenated,
mm-hmm.
how the heart pump then takes the newly oxygenated blood back into the heart and sends it throughout the whole body. And so just watching the circulation of this newly oxygenated blood is one image that is from science and is very healthy, and it also brings a sense of the energy flow.
Mm-hmm. So now, Dorothea, would you like to tell the listeners about the products and services that you have to offer and how they can reach you?
Right. Well, I have a website that I update every other day or so, and I put news items on there. I put on there articles. There are several chapters from the book, and, of course, I'd like to encourage readers to get the book or look at the book in their libraries. The book is called Second Chance at Your Dream, and the subtitle is Engaging Your Body's Energy Resources for Optimal Aging, Creativity, and Health. It should be available at bookstores. It certainly is available at Amazon.com. And I like to dialogue with people. They can sign up for my e-list via the website. And the website is www.secondchancedream.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Dorothea, very much for being with us. I've appreciated that, and I've enjoyed your discussion.
Thank you, Carl, and many good wishes as you explore the world of energy therapy.
Thank you.